The celebrations ended soon after a steady trickle of convention delegates and alternates made their way north on Ashley. That's the scene of the only close encounters between protesters and a few dozen convention goers. A few protesters went beyond the typical chanting and yelled curses at delegates. One of the people coming from the convention told a black protester to go back to his own country.
He told me, this white guy told me, go back to my country. We built pyramids. What dynasty does he have? Let's argue about it.
Like most of the anarchists, nervous about being targeted by law enforcement, the protester would not give his name. The only incidence of violence is when protester Mariah McKinney was shoved by a person Getty Images identified as an alternate delegate from the Republican convention.
They pushed us out the way when I went. They're having a camera, though. I do want to press charges, though.
Several journalists, police, and protesters like this man witnessed the shove.
We were walking by this delegate. She asked him if this Native American, if they took the land from the Native Americans, and he turned around and he smacked her on her arm. I feel that's salt and battery. To me, that's salt and battery. And y'all should arrest him. He ain't no better than the rest of us.
The night ended as the crowd marched back to the Romneyville encampment with police in tow, where McKinney went to file a police report. The protests began 4 hours earlier at Gaslight Park, where a giant papier-mâché Mitt Romney was crowned as the king of the 1% in a farce ceremony.
We are here today. You crown our king. The ceremony is about to begin. Morgan Stanley, what say ye?
To the left, Mitt.
On behalf of Morgan Stanley, I hereby bestow 477,000 upon the king of the 1%. All hail the king! All hail the king! All hail the king!